Moncrief on News Talk.
From the Millennium Clock to Father Ted to Shergar, now there's a toy to represent them. Richard Collier is the founder of Hiberno Toys and makes toys burst on various facets of Irish culture. He launched it as an Instagram page and now Reddit is all over it. Richard, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
So you are a toy collector yourself, but you have a background in art and design. So one led to the other.
Yeah, they kind of was kind of a natural match. Yeah, I kind of thought about doing this for years, but just finally did it, started doing it about a year ago.
Yeah, and what was the first one you made? How did you start?
I think the Paddy Lasty one was the first one. But they're all made from, like, in bad condition Star Wars toys. So I start with a figure and then start laying on epoxy resin and paint and sculpting and sanding, yeah.
Right. Okay, so I mentioned before the fact you have a Fergal Quinn. What's he actually made from? Who did he used to be?
He's a Lando Calrissian body and he's a Anakin Skywalker Force Ghost head. So he's the most expensive one I've actually had to make, because that Force Ghost head, it's a very expensive figure. So it's like €25 to get the head alone. so the rest of them are quite cheap.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's an expensive one. The Fergal Quinn is expensive.
Okay. And so where do you get... So you're going, I'm going to make this figure, and then you're kind of figuring out what bits you're going to make it from, and then you have to go and buy those bits yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I look at like eBay or like car boot sales. So like for Fergal Quinn, I'm like, okay, he wears like a shirt and pants. So what's the closest to that? Lando Calrissian's body. And then you make the adjustments and then... Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're all kind of wrapped. So I assume your intention is when somebody buys these, they're not going to take it out and play with it and put it in their doll's house.
That would be the worst thing that could possibly happen. Someone opens one of them up.
Yeah.
So they're kind of presented like they are commercial figures, but they are one-offs.
Yeah. Now, and you do have the Millennium Clock.
Yeah.
Which is kind of... Because you can't fill it full of dirty water to So how you got around that?
I've just said it's not a real clock and don't submerge in water.
Yes.
I had thought about making it buoyant and maybe making it at least floatable. So maybe send it down the Liffey, but I've yet to do that.
Yeah.
But
that would be a good test of... can you make a toy e-voting machine? Somebody wants to know.
Possibly, yeah. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, probably a load of them kind of stashed someplace.
Yeah.
Now, and you have a few Father Ted figures.
Yeah, there are, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about them.
So there's a Father Hernandez one. If anyone remembers, he was the character who had the fertility idol that he gave to Ted. So I've included that as a little accessory. He's also made from a Lando Calrissian body. He pops up quite a lot, that action figure.
Yeah.
And the other one is the Passion of St. Tibulus, which was the film that they had to stage a protest for. What's interesting about that one is the card back art, which people will see on the Instagram, is it's an AI image that I generated. So I had to like write script for to look like something that would be kind of like look like a 70s blue movie. So I was writing stuff like Renaissance, oiled up Christian saint, this kind of thing, like until I got an image that I was happy with.
And it should be pointed out that the word passion is spelt wrong there, but that's deliberate.
Deliberate,
that's
not
because that was in...
It was in the film. It was in the episode. So it was misspelled. Yeah.
Yeah. And how much, and now, as I mentioned in the introduction there, that Reddit has kind of discovered this now. So are you getting inquiries from outside Ireland?
Not outside Ireland. They've all been kind of Irish centric. My kind of ambition is to go more international with the subject matter and keep the same kind of tone.
Mm.
But not outside Ireland yet, unless they're like expats.
Yeah. For things like Father Ted, do you have to get permission to do this, or have you?
I don't. I haven't investigated.
Not thought about it.
With the AI thing, is what I'm trying to avoid any copyright infringement. So that's kind of partially where that's coming from.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I it's not something I'm going to sell commercially. So I think that's hopefully covers me.
Yeah. But you are selling them though. People can buy these.
Yeah.
How much do they cost?
Well, they're like, I know they present like something you could just buy off a rack, but there could be like 2 or 3 days gone into them. So they kind of start at about €70.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But as we said, they're not taught. You don't give these to your kids. These are actually collector's items.
These are collector's items. Yeah.
And how many different sorts have you made so far?
I've made about a half dozen, maybe close to a dozen so far. I'm still making them. The next one's going to be an Anna Livia fountain. So the figure, the statue will be separate from the plinth. So like in a... like you would get in a toy shop, you know, you buy the figure, but you also have to buy like the Jeep.
Yeah.
So they'll be like sold separately. Yeah.
Yes. And I like the way that you presented your Shergar model as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that none of the bits are, it's like parts of a horse, but they're not really connected to each other for, you know, pretty obvious reasons at this point.
Yeah. It's kind of alluding to what probably happened to Shergar.
Oh, one imagines now at this point, it's pretty definite that is what happened to Shergar.
Yeah.
That's the state Shergar is in now, the poor horse, really. Yeah. And what do you do for a day job?
Graphic design and furniture design. That's what my background is in, yeah.
Yeah, and so are you hoping to turn this kind of into a business now for yourself?
Yeah, that's the hope, yeah. I don't think I could live off the figures. I think where the real business would be in kind of documenting them and explaining the process and talking about the stories behind the figures.
Is there a big community of people, like toy collecting community in Ireland?
Yeah, there is. And worldwide. And there's also like a custom figure collectors market as well. There's even like people who are making like factory production Star Wars figures for characters that were never made into toys. And there's like a huge market for it.
Yeah. But your piece, these are all one-off pieces?
These are one-offs, yeah.
Yeah. So you can't, like, if somebody, you get 7 orders for Fergal Quinn, you
no.
can't really do much about that.
No, because I'd be doing them by hand, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be ruined.
Yeah. Well, best of luck with it.
Thanks very much.
It's a fascinating venture, Richard, and thanks very much for coming into us today. So the Instagram page is probably where people have found you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hiberno Toys, that's where you find it there. Richard Collier there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.